In this episode, discover the real reason why people deny Allah. Assalamu alaikum, brothers, sisters, friends, and everybody else watching. Welcome to Thought Revolution. In this episode, we're going to be looking at the sixth chapter of the Quran, verse 111. See, in this verse, God shows us or highlights one of the main reasons why people deny Him, why people reject Him. And Allah shows us that it's not for rational reasons. It's not based on evidence. It's not because they can't see God. See, Allah says, even if He had sent down the angels to these people and they could see the angels and they had the message, the Quran, with them, or the dead started to speak to them even, or even if God brought all of His creation together and put them in front of these people, they will still deny in Allah, unless Allah willed. And these people of this are ignorant. See, the reality is, brothers and sisters, that most atheists are not denying God based on rational reasons. Majority of the cases. And I've seen this through experience. I've spoken to many atheists and we get to the point in a discussion where they can't defend their position rationally anymore. But at that point, what do? They take reason and rationality and they put it in the bin. Oh, well, there's a chance. And they play the chance card. There's a chance this could happen like this. Well, there's a chance that this can happen like this. And I asked them, well, why don't you be consistent? Why don't you play that chance card in the rest of your life? Why don't you say, well, there's a chance if I blindfold myself today and drive my kids to school, everything will be fine. Why don't you do that? But they're not consistent. They won't do that. Only when it comes to God, they will reject even reason and rationality to deny His existence. And this is a problem. Allah, not only in this verse, but in other verses in the Quran, God highlights this. He, for example, tells us in another part of the Quran that even if we had sent down, you know, scripture to them written on parchment and they felt it with their own hands, they will still deny it. They will say that this is magic. God says in another part, if we had opened up the doorway to the heavens and they started to ascend through it and they will look around, they see everything around them, yet they will say that this is magic. We've been bewildered. Our eyes are not seeing the reality. Anything to deny. It's not about physical things we can tell by this. It's not because they don't have evidence or good reasons. It's because they don't want to believe in God. It's an emotional issue. And I've seen this many times. You can speak to atheists. Ask them a very simple question and ask any atheist watching this right now. If I was to give you conclusive proof and evidence for God's existence, would you then worship Him? That's the question. And most of the time, what I've seen from experience, they will say, no, we wouldn't worship Him. And this clearly shows that their problem is an emotional problem, it's not a rational problem. I mean, think about it, the best argument that they can put up against God, which is a very weak argument, is the problem of evil, right? So that says something in itself. So I ask anyone sincere watching this right now, anyone looking, is to really be careful and ask themselves the question, are they rejecting or denying God's existence because they don't have good reasons to believe in Him? Or is it because they have some other internal emotional problem that maybe is that they don't want to worship God or turn to Him or submit to Him? So I thank you guys for watching. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.